What about some houses in the country? You might see them with a metal roof on them.
Mm-hmm.
What would that metal probably do?
Metal roof.
Well, something very common you used to hear about cans being made out of.
Cans.
Sure. And you would say that a dime is worth?
10 cents.
Sure, okay. Talking about clothing, what would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Jacket, pants, and vest.
Right. Have you ever heard a man call his pants anything else?
Trousers. Slacks. Breeches.
Sure. Did you say a man wore breeches to church?
No.
What would you say?
I say he wore slacks to church.
Okay. What about these things that farmers used to wear when they had a bib and
overall?
Okay. Just for sake, if you had come home from work and there was a package in the house, and you wanted to know where it came from, somebody might say, well, the delivery boy put over.
Brought it over.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you would say he has over the phone.
Brought.
Okay. And he might, again,
bring.
If I was trying on a coat, I might say, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit.
Okay. And if I need some more clothes, the ones I have are wearing out, like I need some more to go to church in, I'd say I need to go to town to buy a
wardrobe.
Okay. Or maybe if I was just going to buy one, I'd buy me a
jacket.
Okay. Or if the whole thing matched together, that would be sure. It wouldn't be an old one, would it be a
new one?
Okay. If I begin stuffing things in my pocket and they begin going like this, you'd say my pockets.
Full.
Or they begin to
bulk.
Sure, okay. Say if you put a shirt in the water that was too hot for it,
mm-hmm.
it's liable to do what?
Shrink.
Yeah. Yesterday we did it, didn't it?
Shrunk.
Yeah, and it has.
Shrinking.
Okay. Say if a girl were getting ready to go out on a date, and she was spending a lot of time in front of the mirror,
mm-hmm.
what would you say she was doing?
Cranking.
Right. What about a boy who's doing the same thing?
They wouldn't say he was cranking, but I don't know, you know, exactly what she's called.
And what about this thing that a woman carries all her stuff around in?
A purse.
Right. Is something smaller you might keep inside a purse and put glass on it?
A bill phone.
All right. Could you keep changing bill phone?
Mm-hmm.
Do women still have something they call a change purse or coin purse?
Mm-hmm.
What do they call it?
Coin purse.
Coin purse. Mm-hmm. Okay. And something that a woman might wear around her wrist, that would be?
A bracelet or a watch.
Alright. And something she might wear around her neck?
A necklace.
Okay. Or if it's say for beads, what would you call it?
String of beads.
Okay. And the things that doing something where it's up over the trousers that go over the shoulder?
Galluses.
Yeah. Any other name for that?
Suspenders.
And if it's raining, you might carry one of these.
An umbrella.
Yeah. Any other name for that?
A parasol.
Yeah.
A parasol.
Yeah. Is that the same thing?
Well, I think I guess you know you could use it for rain, but one of them, you know, to keep the sun off the parasol.
Parasol,
okay.
Maybe a little bit fancier than that.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're making up a bill, the last thing that goes on the bill, that's the
tax.
Big word?
On a bill.
Oh, no, if you're making up a bill.
A bill, the spread.
Right. What about something heavier than a spread? You might use it for wintertime?
A blanket.
Okay. People get together and make it
easy.
Okay. Everything that you rest your head on, that's
a pillow.
Okay. Have you ever heard anything that was a good bit, maybe twice as long as a pillow, but it looked about the same?
I've seen them, but I don't know the name of them.
Do you remember it was called a bolster?
No. I don't remember.
Okay. What about if a child is going to spend the night, something that you might make up on the floor for us to sleep on?
A pallet.
Okay. All right. Say that the farmer is expected to get a